welcome. You're watching We the People. I'm Rishika Barua. The recent spate of hit-and-run cases has put the focus back on the road. A speeding BMW killed a woman dragging her body for a kilometer and a half in the heart of South Mumbai's Worli. The accused then switched seats with his driver sitting next to him. For the next 3 days after the accident, the main accused was absconding. The accused in this case, Mihir Shah, is the son of a powerful politician belonging to the ruling government in Maharashtra. His arrest 3 days after the accident has raised questions because it weakens the forensics, making it near impossible for the police to track blood alcohol levels or the presence of any other substance for that matter. Cut to a few weeks ago, the case of a minor killing two people on the streets of Pune in his Porsche car. This case has again highlighted how the entire system colluded with the family of the accused to swap blood samples in order to shield him. Cops, government doctors were suspended thereof. The minor accused and his family are out on bail. 461 people die on India's roads on a daily basis. That amounts to 19 lives lost every hour. Over 20,000 people died in hit-and-run cases alone, and this is official government data from 2022. Experts estimate that this number is actually much higher. The most stringent hit-and-run law has been deemed contentious and thus lies in abeyance. But the big question is, with a weak law and its selective implementation, will the accused who hit and run ever see the full face of the law? Joining us on the show from Jabalpur, Mr. Suresh Koshta. He's Ashwini Koshta's father. Ashwini was one of the victims in the Pune Porsche accident case. We also have Jaywant Vadkar. He is the uncle of Kaveri Nakwa, who lost her life in the Mumbai BMW accident case. And we also have Manoj Vadva with us in the studios. And it's really nice to have him because he lost his family in a pothole accident a decade ago and continues to fight for justice. Also, it's a pleasure to introduce Yashavardhan Azad, former IPS officer, with us in the studios. Anurag Kulshesh, road safety expert, also with us in our studios. Senior advocate of the Supreme Court, Majid Menon. Sandeep Chachra, human rights activist. And Sana Rais Khan, she's a lawyer for the accused in the Pune Porsche accident case as well. Thank you all very much for being with us. But I want to begin, Mr. Suresh Koshta, by asking you. Suresh ji, ye aapke liye kathin samay hai. Aapka bahut shukriya ki aap hamare saath We the People pe jude. Main aapse puchna chahti hu, jo is case mein accused ladka hai, use bail mil gayi hai, minor hai wo, uske family ko bhi bail mil gayi hai. Aap kya kehna chahenge is waqt? Kya aapko lagta hai ki justice hogi?
सबसे पहली बात तो आप लोग उसको माइनर क्यों बोल रहे हैं? मेरे को ये बात समझ में नहीं आ रही है. हर व्यक्ति उनको, कोर्ट भी उसको माइनर बोल रही है, उसमें जुबेनाइल जैसे कुछ जुबेनाइलिटी है कहां? जो किशोर बोलते हैं, जो लड़का बोलते हैं उसको, वो मासूम है किस नजरिए से मासूम दिख रहा है? वो पब में जाता है, शराब वो पी रहा है, फर्स्ट गाड़ी वो चला रहा है, उसको सब कुछ पता है कि शराब पीने से क्या होता है, फर्स्ट गाड़ी चलाने से क्या होता है. हाँ, 8-10 साल का बच्चा होता तो समझ में आती कि वो गाड़ी की चाबी वहां पे टंगी रहती है, वहां से गाड़ी की चाबी उठा लेता, कार को स्टार्ट करता और जैसे तैसे करके बाहर ले जाके किसी को मार देता. वो समझ में आता है कि एक्सीडेंट है तो वो एक्सीडेंट कहलाता, मगर ये तो पीने के बाद गाड़ी को दौड़ा रहे हैं, तो ये तो एक्सीडेंट किसी नजरिए से नहीं, ये तो मर्डर है. मेरे हिसाब से मर्डर है सीधा सीधा. अब वो मर्डर के उसको बेल मिल गई है तो हो सकता है अब किस हिसाब से बेल दी गई है. वैसे तो मेरे को कानून तो कुछ समझ में नहीं आ रहा है कि संडे के दिन खोलकर, संडे के दिन अदालत न्यायालय को खोलकर उसको निबंध लिखने की सजा देके उसको जमानत दे दी जा रही है. मेरे को तो ये बात बिल्कुल समझ में नहीं आ रही, कहां पर लिखा हुआ है, किस कोर्ट में, किस कानून में लिखा हुआ है कि पुलिस की जो इंक्वायरी है उसको मतलब ध्यान में ना रखते हुए, या पुलिस ने जब पुटअप ना की है तो उनको होल्ड करके रखना था, होल्ड करके रखने के बाद पुलिस क्या इंक्वायरी कर रही है, क्या पुलिस क्या बता रही है उसको देखना था, उसके बाद उसको देना था. अब वो जज साहब ने जो है ना वो निबंध लेके सजा के उसको छूट दे दी। इतने कर्मठ लोग हिंदुस्तान में होने लगे तो मेरे को तो बड़ा आश्चर्य हो रहा है।
क्या आप मानते हैं कि आपको न्याय मिलेगा? आपकी न्याय की लड़ाई जारी रहेगी? आपको लगता है आपको न्याय मिलेगा?
अब विश्वास तो करना पड़ेगा ना, नहीं विश्वास नहीं करेंगे तो कहां जाएंगे?
क्योंकि
जिस तरीके से काम चल रहा है उससे तो संभावना थोड़ी कम लगती है।
ओके, मैं जयंत जी से भी ये सवाल पूछना चाहती हूँ। जयंत पादकर इज अ रिलेटिव ऑफ द नकवा फैमिली। कावेरी नकवा लॉस्ट लाइफ इन द मुंबई बीएमडब्ल्यू हिट एंड रन केस। जयंत जी, हमने कावेरी जी के हस्बैंड को सुना था पहले, जब उन्होंने एनडीटीवी से बात करी थी, और उन्होंने बोला था कि उनको अरेस्ट के बाद भी विश्वास नहीं है कि उनको न्याय मिलेगा।
यस, राइट व्हाट यू सेड, बिकॉज दैट डे द फर्स्ट कॉल दे कॉल्ड मी, बिकॉज आई एम बीइंग अ एक्टर एंड आई एम वेल नोन, द ऑल पुलिस फ्रेटर्निटी नोज मी वेरी वेल। सो आई कॉल्ड इमीडिएटली टू माई फ्रेंड्स एंड I called there. Mr. Katkar is a senior PI, and he couldn't took the my phone. Then then again I called my friend, and he called him. And that time the Katkar says ki mere samne additional CP and DCP aake baithe hain. To ye sabere 7:30 baje इनको टाइम कैसे मिलता है एडिशनल सीपी, ये कैसे आके पहुंचे वहां पे? ये पहला 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 मेरा सवाल है। ओके, इन्होंने कुछ नहीं किया, इन्होंने पूरा, इनके पास पूरा रिकॉर्ड है। ये जू होटल में बैठे थे, वहां 18,000 का बिल किया, वहां से निकले। या सॉरी,
नो प्लीज गो अहेड, प्लीज फिनिश योर पॉइंट।
हाँ, वहां से निकले वो लोग। फिर अगेन जब मेरा जो भतीजी का जो हस्बैंड था वो बेचारा चिल्ला रहा था, रुका ही नहीं, वो लेके गया बॉडी को और बाद में एक टैक्सी लेके वापस बाहर उसके पीछे पीछे गए। एंड उन्होंने फिर वो बॉडी वहीं पे पड़ी थी जब सीलिंग क्रॉस करने के बाद, फिर उसने उठाई, फिर नायर हॉस्पिटल लेके। एंड पुलिस में दिस ऑल सीसीटीवी फुटेज है, पुलिस इज ऑल्सो एग्री दिस कि उन्होंने वो सीट वहां पे चेंज की, जो लड़का था वो बाजू में बैठा और ड्राइवर वहां पे जाके बैठा। और तभी भी उन्होंने गाड़ी जब रिवर्स दी तभी भी उस बॉडी के ऊपर से गाड़ी लेके गए वो लोग, और बाद में आगे जाके वो गाड़ी छोड़ी। एंड टोटली द बॉय इज कनेक्ट विद हिज फादर, फादर के साथ बात करते रहा, फादर जो जो बताया वो करते रहा। मेरा कहने का मतलब है जैसे पुणे के केस में जो रिलेटिव को भी अरेस्ट किया था, हाँ, उसी तरह इस यहाँ पे क्यों नहीं किया?
ओके,
अरेस्ट किया डैडी को, उसको 15,000 का जामीन मिल गया और चले गए।
ओके,
हाँ, दे शुड अरेस्ट उसकी मम्मी जो लड़की, वो
दे हैव बीन डिटेन फॉर क्वेश्चनिंग। But we sincerely hope that, you know, this is not one of those cases again where arrests are made and then the accused are out on bail because of the kind of political, you know, impunity that they enjoy or patronage that they enjoy. I also want to go to Mr. Manoj Vadva. He's been fighting a case since 2014. What would you like to say, Mr. Vadva?
So I'm fighting my case for my son. A vehicle coming from behind crushed my wife's leg. She went through 23 surgeries basically. I lost my child on the spot, and it was a pothole death case basically. So police made this case as a hit and run. We went to the High Court. We, you know, went to every corner basically first of all, and then finally we were forced to go to the High Court. High Court has understood our point, and they asked police to reopen the case, reinvestigate the case, and then finally they came to know that yes, it is because of the pothole death case. And finally when they investigated, they found that yes, it was because of the pothole only, which took my child's life, and because a vehicle was coming from behind, that's why it went over my wife's leg. Wife survived finally, and she went through 23 surgeries, but it was very very difficult time. Like humne zameen pe nark dekha hai, dharti pe humne nark dekha hai. Kyun? Kyunki kisi nakara adhikari ne, kisi contractor ne potholes ko, gaddon ko sadak pe chhod diya tha. Because of somebody's negligence we lost our everything, right? So because there is no accountability for these contractors and the officials, they are enjoying all the immunity from, you know, politicians and the money they have. They can think that they can kill anybody. So after, you know, registering the case also, there was nobody registered. So we ultimately have to rush to the High Court, and then only the, you know, because of the High Court only, we were able to register the case.
Okay. So, you've highlighted two, three very important points, and your story is a little different because it was also a pothole. I think that highlights a larger systemic problem, the condition of our roads in totality, clubbed with the condition of law and order. I think we the people really on the losing end as far as this story is concerned. I thank all of you very much for sharing your stories and coming on We the People. I'd like to take this to panel now. If I can begin by asking you, Anurag Kursesh, as a road safety expert, you know, we've heard very different stories here. Two of hit and run cases with suspected drinking driving, negligence involved, and one of administrative apathy and, you know, pothole death being pinned as a hit and run. It just goes to show that, like I said, we the people just absolutely at the losing end of the spectrum.
Yeah, well, Rishika, there's a one point which I want to describe here, because these are the continuous case happening almost every day.
Yes.
But because these are the vehicles like Porsche and Mercedes and all, so yes, we are focusing more on these cases.
Yes.
But every day such cases are happening for hit and run and all. But what exactly going on in our society? We are the indisciplined society. And why we are indisciplined society?
It's because we have no fear of the law.
No. I'm just telling you.
But there is no fear of
it's
the law.
It's a matter of the overspeeding, number one.
Okay.
Number two, it's a destructive driving due to maybe the drinking. So we are not focusing on the major factor or the real factor on this.
Hmm.
And now the provocation of all these factors are continued in our society regularly. Overspeeding, if I'll say, aadhe ghante mein, I think, Delhi se Meerath aadha ghante mein, who is promoting that? Guys, I'm asking you.
New, better roads, etc.
Who is promoting that?
But at the end of the day, I want to come back to the moot point. Yashovardhan Azad, there is no fear of the law. People buying luxury cars or driving luxury cars are not wrong. But they have no fear of the law. I mean, people feel like they can drink and drive and bribe the cop and get away with it. That's the reality. And that is why we're seeing the situation to be what it is today.
Yes, if you see the recent incidents, then you can certainly surmise that the rich and powerful appear to be beyond the pale of the law. And that's why they do a lot of these acts, in a brazen manner. In fact, if you take the case of Bombay, Mumbai, it's quite clear that the conduct of the accused immediately after the accident clearly shows that this man is either a real criminal or that he thought that he can just get away with it because he was talking to his father, he was talking to all these people. Secondly, one of the most important things that we have is not only drunken driving, not only this, it's a kind of the application of law which is selective. That's number one. And number two, there are huge problems with the infra. You know, it's very unfortunate, Rishika, that in many cases of road accidents, the death is because of the pedestrians. We never teach our people in panchayats or in schools. It's more important Vasco da Gama and Columbus when they came to India or not.
Civic sense.
Rather than the civic sense that you should go on the left side of the road. So there are very systemic problems also. And problems that the rich and powerful feel that they can just do it and get away with it. For example, when this incident took place, for the entire stretch of whatever time he took, dragging the body and then finally getting it in the vehicle, somebody would have made a call to the 100 or whatever.
Yes.
But there was no one. And you know, mind you, in the period 5 to 6 in the morning, the police presence is at its thinnest. All over.
Right.
So all these things, these people are well aware. And everyone knows that in Bombay and Delhi, the entire drunken driving is around 4 or 5 when these youngsters are coming back.
So it's a larger systemic, systemic problem in a certain sense. I want to bring in Majid Memon on the broadcast. You've been listening very patiently. You know, there was also a law that was considered to increase the prison time for hit and run, to increase the fine after the massive truckers agitation. The BNS has come into place, but the law on hit and run has been kept in abeyance. Do you think stringent punishment is needed, or do you think just implementation even of the existing law would go a long way in fixing the problem?
Steve, we have heard with grief the problems of the victims just now. In fact, our heart bleeds for them for having no fault of theirs. They have lost their dear ones. Now, definitely they are crying for justice and they have literally lost hope that they would not probably get justice because although they have been victimized, yet the offenders are powerful people. They are very rich people who can afford Porsche or Mercedes or BMW, and then they belong to big families, some politicians or businessmen and all that, and they can see manipulate things, and justice can be elusive in their cases. Well, yes. Their apprehension has some basis. Now, let me come back to what you have asked me. The laws, see, unfortunately, in hit-and-run cases, because now hit-and-run cases have become a kind of an epidemic. It yes. is fast, steeply growing. Every second, third day, we come across a case of hit-and-run case. And then people debate, you channel people, you also try to serve the society by making some kind of an awakening call, but nothing happens. You see, now, incidentally, both the but this particular Mumbai case, which has made headlines throughout the country, which is something very agonizing, very disturbing for those who believe in basic principles of justice. They feel that, well, this is something, what is happening? Is there no law and order? Is there no rule of law?
Yes.
Now, in the case of this type, I just need 2 minutes, then I'll take leave and go away because I can't wait now with the channel. So please give me two more minutes. Now, see, it is what is important is that enhancing the fine, asking a billionaire to pay instead of 50,000 rupees, you pay 1 lakh rupees, it doesn't pinch him at all. Or even asking for the enhancement of sentence. When is the sentence commencing? Do you remember that how many cases of such dastardly act have been finally convicted satisfactorily? I doubt. We don't remember any of such cases where the cases have landed up ultimately in deterrent punishment. So law has lost its deterrence. People are not scared at all. Neither those offending young brats of rich people, nor their parents or their guardians, you know, who would be otherwise also responsible. Now, there is a curative step which I would suggest.
But that was going to be my next question, because you've highlighted everything that's wrong. Where do we even begin to start to fix this?
So I'll just give me 1 minute more. See, what is required is that we have failed in administering our laws in a proper way. For example, in a drunk driving case, be on the driver's seat in an intoxicated situation, in an abbreviated situation, is by itself an offense.
Yes.
Why can't we stop that offense there itself? What about patrolling in metropolitan cities like Mumbai, Delhi, Bangalore and all these
places?
That's
the point that between, Mr. Azad
made
as well.
Between midnight and 6 a.m., the policemen must watch every passing vehicle and then stop suspicious people and then take their smells and prosecute them if they are found drunk. Then I think 50% of the cases will be cut down. Number two, that the people who are not eligible to drive, either they are minors or they are without license, why are they not detected? So there's a failure in our patrolling. If we can stop it there, probably the deaths could be averted, accidents could be averted.
Okay.
That is not happening. And plus, after the accident occurs, you see, the investigating agency must come forward with honesty, with commitment, with dedication to law, to justice,
yes.
but which is not happening.
Okay.
You see, now in this case, this boy disappeared for 3-4 days.
You pointed.
Now, where is the evidence?
Okay, no,
where
you pointed to the larger malaise at different levels. Sandeep Chhatra, if I can quickly bring you into the conversation. I think we've highlighted the problem. And, you know, you've heard from the stakeholders at the beginning of the show as well, the families of the victims as well. Where do we begin to even fix this? Where, according to you, is a good place to start? Because it just appears that, you know, people are at the losing end of this, whether it is pedestrians, whether it is two-wheelers, or whether it is other drivers on the road. A few people are putting the majority of us at risk.
Thank you.
And getting away with it, with a degree of impunity.
Rishika ji, thank you for having me here.
We have brought new laws. Now, yes. Instead of 300,
Mr. Menon, let me get in Sandeep into the conversation. Go ahead.
I will take your leave. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye. Thanks, sir. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for having me here. And
yes,
first of all, solidarity in grief of the families of victims and those who've also been hit. This is my first thing. I think there are three implications for action, Rishikaji. The first, there's of course, needless to say, there's a pattern, a deep pattern of perpetration, and also a pattern also for decades now of how victims' families, survivors' families have to fight lonely, long battles for justice.
Yes.
Now, often victim shaming and so on and so forth, emotional trauma, everything has been talked of here by the families themselves. There are three implications for action. The first of which is, and I think it's an opportunity as well, we do have a new Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita. And I think the journey must, re-journey must begin there. If the intent of the Nyaya Samhita is to decolonize laws and therefore have an even-handed application of law, I think that journey needs to ensure that it addresses what is the societal sort of imagery and perceptions right now? That the rich will get away and
yes.
the poor will suffer.
Yes.
And I think that needs corrections. Mr. Memon was giving some action points. And I think the point is it must be an even-handed, transparent and speedy implementation.
But you know, this is a theme that the rich will get away with it that transcends across crimes. We're talking
yes,
specifically
course.
About hit-and-run cases where the circumstantial evidence is so strong. Imagine cases where circumstantial evidence or evidence of any kind is not strong.
Absolutely true. Because what happens is this perpetration is also not only people run away. I mean, that audacity is there, impunity is there, the perception of impunity, but also get time, bite time to fix the law, to get complicit behavior by the criminal justice system. But also, lastly, Rishikaji, to also, replace drivers. And that's particularly a class caste phenomenon. So you put in a driver, fix a driver,
Absolutely.
Put him there. I mean, you see it across. Secondly,
we've
seen
it in both these cases that we're talking about, whether it's the Pune case, they tried to frame the driver. And even in this case, the remand copy that's been accessed by NDTV very clearly says that after the entire accident happened, he swapped seats with the driver, made the driver drive for some duration, etc., clearly in order to be able to pin it.
It's a class phenomenon and also it's a caste phenomenon. And this is not just the last two cases. If you go back to the 1999 case, the Nanda case, it's the same story. I mean, it goes over decades. Secondly, as far as victim support is concerned, now you need to ensure that our survivor support mechanisms that are not there at all. There is no support. There is no partnership.
Okay.
There is absolutely lonely battle.
I want to very briefly bring in Sana Khan into the conversation as well. Like I said at the very outset, she is the lawyer for the accused in the Pune Porsche accident case. Sana, prima facie, if we look at the way this entire case has panned out, it appears that you're the lawyer for the accused. So the family of the accused has colluded with the police, with the government doctors, etc. All of this in a bid to protect the accused. He's now out on bail. Where do you stand as far as this case is concerned?
So far as this case is concerned, since the matter is sub judice, I wouldn't speak much about the case. But since this panelist spoke about how the rich and powerful can go scot-free, honestly, now, that's not possible because I believe that now the rich and powerful bear the brunt of being the rich and powerful most of the times. And they are labeled murderers also because there are opinions and judgments against them that, that they are murderers and they are actually declared guilty even before they are tried by the court of law. Because the prime ingredient of charges of murder is mens rea, which is intention. So due to lack of knowledge, such comments are passed. And I feel sorry for these people to actually pass such comments. Because, see, all these accidents are unintentional accidents.
But
because many hit and run
cases... Khan, I'll just ask you one counter. I agree with you that people also get branded and bracketed. And the
absolutely.
flip side of...
They may not be aware of hitting,
true.
Exactly.
Galti hamesha gaadi chalane wale ki hoti hai. This is something that we often hear when it comes to these cases. But I mean, just look at the way the Pune case panned out. There are officials who've been suspended. There are government doctors who've been suspended on allegations that they colluded in order to ensure that, they could swap blood samples, etc. So this is all documented. This is all part of the case. How can you say these are all allegations?
Because again, every accused is entitled to a fair trial. Okay. Even, you know, every accused is entitled to rights and liberties which are enshrined in our constitution.
Yes.
So these are all topics and discussions in the media, of course. I really want to thank you
that you joined us, because I think that's the one contrarian perspective, Yashovardhan Azad, that we've got, which is also true.
The fact that
people get branded and bracketed, whether they're poor or rich.
And in the scope of the law,
there should be no scope for that.
Okay, Rishika, you know, we must look at the gravity of the crime, right? Look at the case of Mumbai. Here is a man who has a driver. He's dead drunk, and yet he's driving himself. And when that accident takes place, look at his conduct. The conduct of the accused just after the crime has happened is extremely important. He not only tries to hide it, it's a kind of a premeditated murder later that he keeps her on the bonnet and goes off for 1.5 kilometers and then goes over her. Now, you know, and should I tell you, 30 years back when I was DIG Bhopal, exactly the same thing had happened when I caught another guy that was for deer hunting, and the matter went to the forensic laboratory. The officer rang me up and said that I was being bribed with 15,000 rupees. I said, why didn't you take it? He said, because I was scared of you. So this happens. You know, this is a reality. But that I agree that, you know, we should have a media trial. But where the gravity of the offense is absolutely right, staring you in the face,
yes,
then you can't say,
you know, and you can abuse the media, question the media,
yeah,
but I think a lot of these cases do see arrests being made because
only
of the 24/7 media scrutiny.
Absolutely.
So you can't blame the media for doing its job, which is asking questions. But so many of you joined us. Thank you very much for your valuable time. I'm afraid we can't take this conversation forward anymore, but one sincerely hopes, for the sake of the families that you heard right at the beginning of the show, that justice is served and not denied or delayed in any measure.